Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world, anyone from professional custodians all the way up to presidential candidates of international countries. My big bodacious dream is to one day interview all of the first wives and their husbands, our presidents from America. I think that would be the neatest thing, all of them that are alive, to teach us all some things from their perspective. And well, one day I believe we'll get there. One day. Sometimes I do spirit-led sermons from my divine. Sometimes I release music to you that is inspired through me, through my faith system. And we respect your faith system as long as you don't harm anybody, especially children. But in my household, we worship the Holy Trinity, Father, His Son, Jesus Christ, and some people call the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. I was literally about to make a pot of coffee. I've been up for quite a while, but I didn't have fresh coffee, and the Holy Spirit's nudging me to take care of myself better and to make fresh coffee every day. So I started to, and He said, I want you to put down the pot, and I want you to get your phone out. The topic of this sermon is Taylor Swift. So here we go. First thing that came to mind was, nice to meet you, where you been? I can show you incredible things. I love Taylor Swift's music. She is such a great artist. I watched her documentary, before I was forced to move unexpectedly in the pandemic. I think it was either January of 2019 or maybe December of 2018. It was very, very close to when I moved. I think it was on Amazon. Because I don't think, it might have been Netflix. I lived with a family member, so we shared the Netflix link as a household. And then I paid for Amazon Prime. So it was either one of those channels, or whatever you call that, on my laptop. And I watched, it was about a 90-minute story of her life where they filmed her, and she was like on recording. She was creating a song using her iPhone, and she had her writer guy that they had met at, I think it was his house, and there was a cool couch, and they were just jamming out. She's like, this is my idea. What do you think of this? And then, boom, he, like, plugged it in on the tracks, you know, doing what producers do. And, boom, then it was like all of a sudden she was on stage and she was performing that song that she had created. And I was just like, oh, my gosh, that would be so dope to one day write a song with Taylor Swift. And a couple weeks ago, the Holy Spirit whispered to me that that will happen. I'm not sure when. But if she's interested and open, girl, this is me reaching out. The Holy Spirit has inspired so many songs through me since a hit was put on my life in October 2020 from this evil, rich group that abducts children. They sacrifice them and they torture them in private. It's an old satanic practice. And their members are in organizations all over the world, but so are the members that are associated with my hero of 2020, who became my husband last year, one of the most fierce warriors in all of America. And us ladies, like Taylor Swift and myself, we've had to deal with unnecessary fear because we're outliers to the traditional game of sleeping with a bunch of people in the music industry to get ahead. Yeah, I said it. That's truth for you. How do I know that? Because my brother told me that's what women have to do in the music industry. He said it's disgusting. That's why he was so protective of me getting into the industry. I got 2 degrees. I did the traditional route. I didn't get any degrees in music. But my master's degree, I had an awesome advisor from Australia, Dr. Vicky Ebbick. And she said, Erin, if you're going to spend a year working on a project, you might as well have fun. What is it that you enjoy doing? And I said, music, anything with music. I had so many barriers. I couldn't get a music degree because I didn't have a music bachelor's degree. There were so many people trying to control the trajectory of my career path in my own nation, the land of the free, the home of the brave. Had I known how difficult it would be to do what it was that I was designed to do, maybe I would have changed career paths, but I can't change the past, so I'm sharing the truth with you. And the topic of this episode is Taylor Swift. I never identified myself as a songwriter, but that is how the Father designed me, one aspect of me. One aspect is like the aspect of Taylor Swift, a songwriter, and I imagine she's got other gifts from the Father above as well, because if He desires for me to work with her, then she must be one of His children. And when you put yourself out there as a woman, as a lady, you run the risk of the paparazzi and all kinds of nasty political people, including security people that protect our nation, getting bought out to damage your reputation. Yeah. The top guy that bragged that he was the top guy for Biden, he was paid $1 million. $1 million. Whipped it out in public in Nashville, Tennessee, and asked me to perform oral sex on him. I denied him, of course. I had to deny him twice. I don't desire to out him publicly because he kept me alive. This evil, rich group threatened him, and I believe probably threatened his nonprofit, his multi-million dollar nonprofit, to ruin it and to out him publicly because they knew this man was a married man. I didn't know that because he lied to my face when he came to my house. A lot of people were involved in the damaging of Aaron Nicole. But like Taylor Swift, I too rise from the ashes. And she represents a political party that has supported her through her journey. We as women in society that choose to put ourselves out there and share our gifts with the world, musicians, are supernatural forces. It says it in the scriptures. In war times, it is the singers that are in the front of the line. And she and I are both singers. We're both songwriters. And a lot of people automatically assumed that I was for a certain political party because I was raised in an extremely Republican household. I'm not against Republicans. I'm not against Democrats. But I tried my best to not pick sides for almost 3 years now. That it was the Democratic top security man that whipped it out in public. It was the Democratic Party that in secret signed a contract to steal from my businesses and block me from making money for 3 years. I believe in forgiveness. And just like Taylor Swift has chosen to rise from the ashes and forgive many people that have disrespected her in society, many people have made fun of her for how many boyfriends she's had. Oh, yeah? It's considered in society, a good thing for men to sleep with a bunch of women. We've all had to deal with this for thousands of years, even in the Bible. Yeah, the woman that was caught in the act, and they brought her to the feet of Jesus in front of everybody and said, "What should we do with her?" Because in that time, they stoned women to death for having affairs. Yeah. But guess what? If they caught her in the act, that means there was a second person there. Yeah, a person with a penis. So why didn't the Bible talk about him? And guess what? They did. They did without talking about him because Jesus paid the ultimate price for all of us and has the ultimate level of mercy for everybody. And he said, "Let ye who has sinned not cast the first stone." He put it back in their faces. He rebounded their attack back onto them and reminded them all that they're all sinners. He was the only person in the whole world that never sinned his whole life, was born of a virgin. Through the Holy Spirit's conception. And he died. And when he died, he said that he would rise again. He performed miracle after miracle after miracle on the earth. And he chose to be kind to all of the enemies that persecuted him. He chose to be kind to all the people that were rooting for him and praising him. Hosanna, Hosanna. And then a week or two later, those same people were saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. How do I know that? I was in a play when I was a teenager that was led by a variety of churches in the Puyallup Amphitheater that has since been burned down because evil people decided they didn't like that we were spreading the truth. Taylor Swift has had to deal with a lot of pain, a lot of disrespect, and her concerts on purpose were hacked into. I don't know who did it, but I know that I married a very powerful man, my hero of 2020, and when I had let him know I had created, because the Holy Spirit inspired it in me last year, the Holy Spirit gifted me the name in the middle of my worship and praise time, said to me, get your journal out now. And I did. I was obedient. And I started writing down the name of the experience, real entertainment therapy experience. We executed the first one, I think it was February 3rd or somewhere around there. But before the execution in December, as I was getting my back cracked from my chiropractor, he asked how my Christmas was and how my holidays were. He knew me because I wore the same hat pretty much every day, and I delivered mail as a rural carrier associate to his house. And he took extra attention to me, not inappropriately, just because he's a good person. And I told him, I said, I'm really excited. I'm actually working on my first EP. It's like a music album, but musicians call it an EP. It's just like 5 or 6 tracks. And I said, I'm gifting it to all the people that showed up for me at my concerts this year for veterans and first responders. He said, really? How do we go to your concerts? How do we buy your EP? I said, well, the concerts are free. He said, they're free? I said, yeah. He said, tell the lady at the front what you're doing. I said, oh, okay. He's like, we want to show up for you, Aaron. I'm a United States Air Force veteran. I said, you are? He said, yeah. I said, how many years did you serve? He said, 8 years. And they paid for my schooling. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for veterans everywhere. And I said, thank you. Thanks for listening to my story. And I talked to the lady at the front desk, the joint chiropractic. It's a membership-based clinic where you pay a monthly fee. I had 4 sessions a month at that time that I was paying for. I think it was $60 a month plus tax, or 50, something like that. It depends on your area. It's anywhere from probably like $40 to $70 a month. The higher populated areas, cost of living's higher. They charge a little more in your area. They've got locations all over the nation. I didn't know what she was about to do, but a miracle happened before my eyes. And she said, Aaron, I have access to emailing all the locations across the nation. We have patients everywhere. We love what you're doing. Send us the invite to your next concert. And we'll send the invitation out. I said, you will? To all locations? She said, yeah. I said, that's a little bigger than I was planning on. I said, I'm in interim right now. Next year, we're not going to do as many concerts. We're going to add a medical component. Do you think that the doctor would be interested in being one of our edutainers? The idea is for it to bridge the gap between Western and Eastern medicine, to improve in the treatment of people and patients with depression. the Holy Spirit put that dream in my heart, but I didn't have the name for it yet in December. And she said, when you're ready, you send me the invite and I'll forward it on. I looked up how many locations they had after that online, and they had 650 locations. If they had just 100 patients at each clinic, and some of them have way more than that, conservatively they had 65,000 patients that were invited to my experiences for free. But unfortunately, I experienced espionage. I didn't know the terminology. I spoke to my hero of 2020 that became my husband of 2022. After I had zero people show up, when I had 65,000 people were invited, and that person no longer worked there at the office and wasn't communicating with me on the social media app we connected on, he believed they were on purpose, illegally hacking into my device, illegally listening on my phone calls, blocking a free event for veterans and first responders, medical practitioners that help improve the treatment of people and patients with depression. He knew it right away. And how did he know it? He's one of the top trained assassins for America. And he chose to walk away from that lifestyle when the Holy Spirit came upon him and said, you need to repent of your ways. And he did. Before I met him, he went to all the people he had disrespected in his life that were still alive, and he asked them to forgive him. And he began living a life of obedience to the Father, helping women, helping men, helping anybody that he was assigned to help from the Father. And I was his assignment in 2020 because I needed a lot of help. And when I let him know, I said, it doesn't make any sense to me why nobody would show up, why it was only the speakers and my mom. It doesn't make any sense to me. He got very angry. And I believe he reached out to his contacts, but I can't confirm it. Then all of a sudden in the news, I saw that Taylor Swift's concerts had been compromised, sale tickets, zilch, zero turnout, or very low numbers compared to what they were expecting and projecting in society. You fuck with a veteran spouse, a high-ranking veteran spouse who has done nothing but free services to my nation for 3 years, and you don't think something bad's going to happen to the people that you are using in the front line and laundering money in the back to profit your dark, dirty, evil, satanic group? All of you will be caught. I don't think that Taylor Swift has anything to do with it. I think they just use us women, us singers in society, us entertainers that are full of joy and are willing to risk getting on stage and putting our talents out there, vulnerable for people to either like or not like. It takes a huge level of faith and trust in yourself to put your talents out there in the world. And I know that the Father has gifted me with a talent for music and songwriting, and I know that he's gifted that to Taylor as well. But I know there's a lot of dark, evil people in the music industry. I know it because the person that paid for me to be killed had a PhD in divinity and supposedly wrote a bunch of songs for Grammy Award-winning artists. She listed Aerosmith as one of the first bands that purchased a song from her at 7 years old. Her parents, she said, in her faith system, in her private church group, would not allow her to take any credit. Earth, Wind, and Fire, personal family friends of her mother, the lead singer, liked the song that she had asked to help me finish writing in October of 2020 in honor of the International Mental Health Day. I didn't ask her to reach out to me for help. She initiated it. Rich people in 2020 were very stressed because President Trump was in office, and many of these rich people started reaching out to me because they saw that my brand was growing and they wanted to ride on the coattails of my success. All I was doing was sharing my story, bits and pieces, and using affirmative language. There wasn't a lot of money that was coming in yet, but I was building my organization. I had expanded across 3 continents through internship partnerships through universities because someone lied to me from overseas and said that he had been doing it for 10 to 12 years because he was a plant from PJ Flynn, who had high connections to the FBI. Many people were involved in the takedown of Erin Nicole in 2020, but I married the best man in the world. And the Holy Spirit loves me, protects me, and blesses anyone that is associated with me. Come October, when this contract is signed, for me being the first global mental health ambassador of the world and the first ever chief spiritual officer of the United States of America, I'm going to make sure that reputations that have been ruined on purpose, like Taylor Swift's, in society, and any other woman or man that has been bullied from this evil Illuminati group or whatever name they choose to change it to, because they're going to be so embarrassed by the time I get y'all and my husband gets you all. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit reveals to me names of people involved, organizations, timelines, whispers to me in my heart, gives me vivid dreams of people that are pornographers, child pornographers in the entertainment industry. There's going to be a lot of moving, a lot of moving of the money from these dark, evil people that have been able to hide it since the invention of the internet. But come November, the internet will be shut down. So make sure if you're listening in on this, the internet will be shut down. I have nothing to do with it. The Holy Spirit told me it's going to happen in November. I don't know the exact date. You need to prepare your families for this. You need to prepare your money for this. You need to prepare food, start stocking up, and water in your homes, because there are going to be people that are going to lose their minds if they don't have a relationship with the Father. And even if they think they do, they're going to go into survival. What happens in the water if someone thinks they're going to drown and someone else comes up to them without a rescue tube? Survival instincts take over. They will drown another person, even their own spouse, in order to keep their heads above water. You need to keep that in mind. People that you think would never hurt you, when their minds go mentally insane, when they go into psychosis because the level of stress is going to overload them, they're not going to be thinking clearly. You need to prepare and protect the children in your community. You need to start creating emergency tree phone call lines. But the phones aren't going to work. So you need to figure out how you can reach out. We believe that CB radios will work in your trucks. I've had discussions with people. We believe that the CB radios will work, but not if people tear down the radio lines. Trains will operate, but vehicles, if there's massive car accidents on the road because Die Hard 4 comes to life and all the lights turn green all at the same time, there's going to be a lot of roads that are going to be blocked. There's going to be a lot of chaos in America and I believe around the world all at once. It's coming. It's coming very soon. So you need to protect, prepare, and communicate with your families. Plans of action, emergency plans of action. What this organization is going to do, because they get superpowers when they sacrifice and drink the blood of these abducted children, they're going to get worse when the internet goes down because they're going to panic and they're going to start taking more children. They take 6 million children a year. That's what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, 1.5 million per quarter. They get paid $600,000, U.S. dollars, and whatever the equivalent is in their nation, per child. This is a huge, evil money-making industry that these people don't want you to know about. They don't want you to know they're associated with it. And they sign pacts that if anybody gets outed, they ostracize that person to protect the group. They're going to get worse. They're going to take more children when the internet goes down. So you need to make sure you have a list, an emergency tree in your neighborhood. What are the kids' names? What are their ages? Who do we trust in our neighborhood? Who are emergency adults if a parent is at work and the kids are being watched? Who's watching them? Who's responsible? You need to make sure that you reach out to first responders that you trust and veterans that you trust. If there are not weapons allowed in your area, then you need to find people that have weapons. Anything could be a weapon. That's what I learned when I worked in the psychiatric hospital. Anything can be a weapon. When you treat people with dignity, as long as they are of sound mind, and if they need medications and they're taking those medications and they're not drunk or high, they won't disrespect you. They won't bother you. But if they have a sickness or they have an addiction to harming children, you as an adult, it's your job to protect them in your communities. I've seen news reports of a rise in abductions of children all over the nation. It's sickening. And then I see news reports saying that it's better. The media has been bought out from political leaders trying to cover up the truth. I bring you nothing but the truth on this show. This episode is all about Taylor Swift. The Holy Spirit releases whatever comes out. I never desired for a free event to help improve the treatment of people and patients with depression for veterans and first responders. A free event that the Holy Spirit inspired through me. I never desired for espionage in my business, and I never desired for Taylor Swift's concerts, her ticket sales to go down. But what I've learned from a lot of veteran spouses that I respect is that the quickest way to impact men is to take it out of their wallets. It's nonviolent. And people on purpose disrespected our nation's veterans and first responders and all the doctors that could have learned how to improve in their treatment. On purpose. They don't care about you. They don't care about your mental health. They don't care if you live or die. If you're thinking about suicidal ideations and you're a veteran or you're a first responder, you're 10 times more likely to complete the deed. And what I've learned doing things for free is that political leaders are so threatened by my presence and by the supernatural power that the Holy Spirit has inspired through me that they will do anything they can just to take me out of a contest because they have a plant that they have bought out, that is easily manipulative, that they desire to be in this position come October. But I've won the contest. I have way over and above won. And they've broken so many laws, and they put a death threat on me and my husband's life if we would have stayed together. That's why I've been forced to separate from him for over 14 months with zero contact. When you want something so bad, and the Holy Spirit tells you it's yours, there is nothing that's going to stop you from getting it. And I will get my husband back. And they will fix any diagnoses they've added illegally to my permanent medical record. And they will fix any lies they've told about my husband and any of his associations. President Biden's team, their security team, requested that President Trump's team protect me in 2020. They all committed treason. Every single security officer that is on Team Biden's security team committed treason because they were involved in having me be an informant, but they didn't tell me. And they hacked in illegally onto our conversations. And then they threatened my friend when they forced us to separate 2 months later. A black female officer, warrant officer, that didn't just sign a paper and get it from a degree. No, she started from the ground up, boot camp. She earned her rank, and they threatened her. 107 high-ranking officers couldn't find our location. And why would they need to anyway? We're all Americans. Because their leader was so angry. So angry. When he should have admitted defeat. Because many people hacked in and lied about the election on purpose. But the Father is above it all, knows all, sees all, is above all, and uses it all for his glory, his ultimate glory. I'm glad that President Biden was in office and is in office now, because if President Trump was in office, everyone would hate him for killing millions of people and allowing the killing of millions of people around the world, for partnering with Bill Gates and all of these other dark, evil people that have released diseases on purpose for mankind. We are in the end times, whether you'd like to believe it or not. The Father can use it all and can forgive all, unless you blaspheme against the Holy Spirit. That's what it says in the scriptures. And I'm not a theologian, but he's called me into ministry since 2020, late 2020. So they've disrespected, royally disrespected a minister in America, which is one nation under God. Even though you might not agree with that, it's still on every single coin and every single dollar bill in America that you've reprinted, and devalued our dollars value in the world. But that's okay. The creator of the universe is the source, and he's allowed me to create over 35, a lot of alternative therapies from as young as 5 years old. And in the last not even 3 full years, I've created 84 songs. Each one of those songs, a minimum value of $1 million. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me that it's probably going to be way more than that, because we're going to partner with churches all over the world. There's over 2 billion churches in my faith system worldwide. And if just one of those churches, if just one of them, used one of my 84 songs and paid us 1 penny per Sunday, for the rest of my life, that's a lot of money. If just one church, and then you multiply that times 0.0001 to get a decimal, to be conservative. Then you multiply that times 2 billion. That's just the amount of one Sunday service to sing one of my songs. What we intend to do, is that all right, Father, for me to share this? He said, yes, share it now, is to do similar to what therapists offer, based a sliding scale based on your socioeconomic status, to churches all over the world. If you desire and you like my music, your worship team, based on the level of tithes you receive from your community. If you don't have any tithes and you're not able to give anything, then you can share Aaron Nicole Ministries gave us this song. You can share that to your church body. And that would be an exchange. But if you do receive some tithes, it's going to be a sliding scale, as low as 1 penny per Sunday service. Excuse me, per year. That's what the Holy Spirit told me. To be generous. All the way up. There is no limit. If your church has a bunch of donations, then we would expect you to donate after October's contract is signed to erinnicoleministries.org website, erinnicoleministries, You can't donate right now. But after October's signatures with all of the presidents of the United States of America and the first wives, after we post publicly on all of our major social media channels that I have won this contest, then what you are able to do, if your church receives a lot of donations because you have a lot of members, or a lot of your members have high salary jobs, or they have businesses that they believe they need to do their tenth and they're following the scriptures, if your church has a lot more money flowing through it, then we would expect you to donate more if you're using my music. So each song is going to be worth way more than $1 million. That's what the music industry, that's their limited mindset. But the Holy Spirit has way bigger plans for Erin Nicole. That's why I ain't worried. I ain't worried that that lady tried to kill me. I ain't worried that she tried to steal the one song that she helped me write, because he gave me 83 more as of today, as I record this episode. I believe it's the 15th of July, 2023, and I'm believing that he's going to give me even more music by October's date, because he already told me that I'm going to be the one creating all the music for my coronation, for my crowning, and he's given me, slowly but surely, the music, the songs, the lyrics, and everything for my special event. It's a history-making event, and he's going to honor me publicly. Because of all the damage that people try to do in private and secret. Because they don't like that I'm a survivor of child abuse. They don't like that I've chosen to forgive my abuser. They don't like that I've shared the truth that it's extremely common to be abused. From someone you know. From someone you like. From someone you trust. The enemy hates it when we tell the truth. But the Father above blesses it. I don't know if Taylor Swift was a child that was abused. I'm not sure. But I know that she was disrespected a lot in the music industry and in society. I think she sang her first like public song like on America's Star, one of those TV shows back in the day. From the movie I watched, I think she was 14 or maybe 13, and to be on National Star Search or something. Some show like that. I think she was 13 or 14 years old. She's had to have a lot of pressure. She's had to build her resiliency muscles. I have mad respect for her. And I'm believing that if she desires for us to do a song, I think it would be great, because everybody thinks I'm a Republican. I'm not against it. I definitely have a lot of those beliefs, I think just inherent, just from how I was raised. But my parents never talked politics in the household. They raised me to work, to get a job, to be responsible, to take responsibility for my actions in life, and to always leave things and people better than I found them. In my household, the way I was raised was the Father above is our number one focus. And then if I'm blessed to be married, my spouse is my second focus. And my third focus is my children. If I have children, and there was a time where I was a stepmom for about 6 years, so they were my third focus. Then my job after that. There's some nations that they expect you to focus on the nation first, and you're not allowed to have any faith. I'm blessed to be an American citizen. We have the freedom to believe in whatever faith system we so choose, and our founding fathers started this faith system, started this nation on the Christian principles, the Ten Commandments. So we're going to bring that back to the forefront. You might not identify as a Christian, and that's okay. My husband doesn't even identify that way. He doesn't like to put a label on it, because I believe he on purpose was still testing me to make sure that my faith was my own faith, that I wasn't trying to borrow his faith. He's an extremely sound man, and I haven't been able to even communicate with him at all. I miss him. I miss him a lot. All right, the Holy Spirit said, talk about the email. I sent an email today to the tow truck person asking him for my car accident that I experienced last weekend. I was hit by a vehicle going like 75, 80 miles an hour. She just went into my lane. She wasn't paying attention. She said that her car hydroplaned. I think she was on her cell phone. It's hard to tell. But She admitted 100% fault, so we're just waiting for the insurance companies to take care of business. But I emailed the tow truck guy because I remembered I couldn't carry everything out of the car. I was stuck in a city a few hours away from my house in a very expensive town, and insurance companies were ignoring me, not taking care of me, even though I'm fully insured, as was she. They're being lazy, and they're hoarding their money, but they're going to be paying up a lot of money for the emotional damages. I almost was forced into homelessness from having to pay for bills for somebody else's fault. It's time the car insurance companies start rising up their behavior and take responsibility. My husband's going to handle it all. I know it. I know that he has people listening in on my devices. And our spirits, our souls are connected. I emailed the tow truck guy. I said, there's some things that I left in there I'd like to get back if they decide that my vehicle's going to be towed, because I had gotten a call yesterday from a tow truck guy that said, I just got assigned this to pick up your vehicle. I said, you just got assigned this? I thought that you guys already, I thought the car repair place in my town already had it. He said, nope, I just got assigned it. I said, okay. Well, he realized it wasn't in my home state where I live. He said, I can't, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cancel this. I said, so you're not picking it up? No, it's too far away for one vehicle. It's going to waste my whole trip. It's not profitable for me. Sorry, I'm just a two-man business. I said, so what does that mean for me? Do I need to let the insurance company know, or are you going to let them know? He said, I will let them know that I'm canceling it, and they'll reassign somebody else. I said, okay, all right. Threw my hands up in the air. So the email, I said to him, I said, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to consider it totaled or what they're going to do, but I have some things in there that I've remembered that I would like to keep if they do smush my car. I have glasses for nighttime driving for distance that I like to use, especially when it's raining. It makes it easier for me to see on the road, way more safe, right? Those are in the car, and there's a little tiger figurine that my husband gave me when we first met. We were friends, and I've kept it since we met in 2020. I'd like to get that back. Because it brings me comfort when I'm in the car. I know that the Father above protects me and is my ultimate comforter, but he gifted me my husband. And people tried to steal him away from me and tried to kill me for being a good citizen and helping veterans and first responders all over America. There's a lot of people that don't like me because they don't want to help you. They don't want to help you. They don't. I've learned it firsthand. Because I took a risk. And I leaned out in faith on this calling that the Holy Spirit assigned to me. And that means that I might die a horrific death because I keep telling the truth. And there's a lot of people in society that have been disappearing all over the nation. But if they kill me, all of the evidence will be released to all major news outlets around the world because I've already mailed it. My husband and I desire peace. We don't desire for any more casualties in the nation. But sometimes you got to get nasty when people disrespect you. So Taylor Swift, I want you to know that I stand by you. No matter how big or small your bank account gets, you can count on me. I will welcome you anytime you want to do a song. You reach out, or you have your team reach out, and you let me know what percentage you'd like. And I don't have a professional studio, so if you have access to a studio, I have some producer connections, but if you have all of those things, then we'd make sure it's fair and equitable for us to make money together and have something fun, have a fun memory that we could share with our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, should we be blessed to have them in the future, or just to be good examples of bringing political parties together in unity in our nation. I think that it would be a very powerful thing for us to do as women. For the rest of you listening in, if you desire to know this Father that I know, and have a personal relationship with him, not to just know him from afar, but to be able to reach out to him and communicate with him and be protected by him. There's no way I could have survived a car accident without a scratch on my body. Sure, my back hurts and I'm waiting for a doctor's appointment, but he sent his angels to protect me and the woman. She was shocked, the woman that hit my car. She said, I've been in another car accidents going 15 miles an hour and I had way more damage to my vehicle than this one. We both experienced a miracle in the car accident. And I was an hour away. I had no idea from a fallen female officer that had been killed for protecting a woman in a hospital. Domestic violence. This man came and killed a female officer. Is there no place that's safe? Yes, there is a place that is safe, and that is when you lean in to the Father above. That is when you give your life over to Him and you trust Him completely with your circumstances. It might mean that you lose your physical life on this earth, but you gain eternity with Him. So if you haven't made this commitment to Him and you desire to, repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I cannot buy it. This is a free gift from you to me. Father, I know that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Please forgive me for all my mistakes. Please come into my heart and never leave my side. We pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you to the family. We encourage you at our nonprofit arm, Aaron Nicole Ministries, to get plugged in to a Bible-based church and keep God first place. At this time, we can't accept any donations or tithes, but what you can do until October 17th's meeting, 2023, between now and then, is to reach out to your governor, your senator, your mayor, your congressman, your congresslady, your whoever. You get the idea. Your chief of police, your chief of fire, the top dogs of the first responders, the top dogs that are leading in the military. And if you're friends with President Biden, reach out to him and say, hey, you need to vote for Aaron because she's going to forgive you. She's not sending you to prison. She's not asking anybody to impeach you. We're going to forget all wrongs done towards Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump. But we're asking that you drop all lawsuits. We're asking that you stop all searches and seizures, and you stop using illegal drugs. It would mean the world to me if you would reach out to these leaders. And if you're not in America and you're listening in on another nation, whomever is your equivalent top leaders in your nation, whether it's political leaders, church leaders, if you have first responders, policia, whatever you call them in your area that protect your country, protect your citizens, reach out to the top leaders in those departments and say, hey, when the voting takes place, would like to vote for Aaron Nicole. I want my name to be heard all around the world. The Father desires for that as well. And ask them, say, hey, can you help bring her husband home? He's a decorated war hero veteran, and he's been royally disrespected, as have I. But we're going to choose to forgive. Thank you. We don't expect you to do anything, but if this episode has done anything for you, it would mean the world to me if you would do that for me and my family. Thank you. Love you guys. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.